You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
You will occasionally see nootropics, referred to as smart drugs, as they are associated with increased brain power, motivation, and mental alertness. Now, who doesn't want all that? However, unlike smart drugs, which can often cause side effects with long-term use, nootropics must be safe, neuroprotective, without causing any negative side effects. Now, nootropics are a class of cognitive enhancing supplements that are used to improve our concentration and boost memory power, also used to increase attention span and help individuals focus, and used as a study aid. Today, there are many different natural substances available to improve one's wellness. And Dr. Daniel Stickler, Medical Director of Neuro Collective, is here to share his expertise on nootropics and its ability to optimize human potential. It's an honor to have you here on Wellness for Life, Dr. Stickler.
Well, I am excited to be here, and please call me Dr. Dan.
All right, Dr. Dan. So tell us right away here, what are nootropics in your definition?
Well, and then that is an important distinction in my definition, because some people consider nootropics as more of herbals, and there are also research chemicals out there, and there are also prescription drugs that are cognitive enhancers. So I kind of group them all together. Some people don't like to consider the prescription drugs in that category, but to me, they're all about enhancing cognitive performance. So I kind of group them into that.
Okay, so you're saying that it's all the same things, but there's different types of quality, and it's not just herbs, there's supplements and nutrients and all that.
Well, the way I view things is that the human system, we input things into the human system, and identifying something as an herbal or a prescription or a research chemical, however you want to phrase it, it's still an input into the system, and the whole goal is to achieve a certain outcome from that system. So I don't like to isolate things as saying, you know, this is an herbal, this is better than a prescription, or this prescription is better than the herbal. It doesn't resonate well with my philosophy. So when I look at things, when I'm working with a client and we're looking at how do we cognitively enhance ourselves, then I'm looking at the inputs into the system that are going to help create the desired goals for that individual and their individual system as a whole. And I look at the input and the outcome and the potential side effects, and I weigh those, and we determine ways to really assess objectively whether we're achieving the goal that we're wanting to achieve.
Well, I get that. You know, I learned about Neurohacker Collective because Daniel Schmachtenberger, one of the CEOs, a founder, gave me actually one of your products. He gave me the Qualia product, Qualia. And when
once somebody tries it, they're pretty sold on the product. That's the nice thing about a product that kind of sells itself in that way.
Well, I'll tell you, I went into detail about this product because I'm someone who don't have any caffeine products. Caffeine has a tendency to make me way too jittery and I can't sleep. There's not a lot of caffeine in it, and I wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to affect me in a negative way. I tried it because I'm someone, you know what, if I've got someone coming on the show here, such as yourself, I got to like try the product before I have you on, right?
Exactly.
And let me tell you, I was really surprised, and it was because surprised in a good way, because the caffeine, just I'd say the first day I tried it, I felt it, but after about a week into it, my sleep wasn't affected at all. Now,
well, that's the thing that we found with it, and that actually prompted my interest in Qualia as well. So prior to me becoming medical director there, I had, and I run a medical practice that focuses on human potential optimization. So we work a lot with cognitive enhancers. And in the past, I found about 50-50 response in clients. So half would say they felt really good with something, and then half would say it didn't create the outcome they were looking for. But with Qualia, and this was prior to me even trying it, I had several clients that were using it. And I had probably 90, 95% of my clients reporting positive response. And I said, this is something I need to really look into because I've been using nootropics and working with them for a long time. So I tried it, had amazing results with it. And I got on a call and I said, hey, I want to talk to the guy who actually developed this and do an interview on my podcast. And I got hooked up with Daniel Schmachtenberger, who is absolutely brilliant, and just was blown away by the research that went into the product. And a couple months later, he called me up and he said, would you be interested in being medical director? And something I couldn't pass up. It was a great opportunity.
Great story there. You know what? You pronounce it nootropics. Did I pronounce it wrong by saying nootropics?
No, it's kind of tomato, tomato.
Gotcha.
I was pronouncing it before I'd ever heard anybody say the word. And so nootropic was kind of where I settled in, and it's hard to break any habit of that, getting into a specific pronunciation of a word. So I stick with nootropics. Some people say nootropics.
Well, just very let's go into a little detail about, what are the supplements? What are the nutrients that you like to use for nootropics, as a nootropic?
Well, really,
which ones do you like?
It really depends on the outcome that a person's trying to achieve. And
well, how about, let's say, most people, number one, I'd say is fatigue. You know,
right.
In my practice, they want brain energy and their ability to maintain and have the endurance all day long. So what would be good for that?
Okay, so in that regard, what I would do is, the first thing I always do is I try to set up a metric, a biometric that we can measure. So I say, okay, what are you trying to achieve? So you're trying to achieve lifting of the fatigue or maybe the brain fog or something like that. So what I will look at there is, okay, well, let's look at productivity as our biometric here. Because a lot of people will take things and they'll subjectively say, yeah, it's working or it's not. I like to have an actual way to measure this stuff. I think that's really important in individuals. You know, are we measuring HRV? Are we measuring return on investment as far as work productivity?
Right.
The mix between work and relaxation time. So what I do is I kind of identify the nootropic mixes that will work best with a client to achieve that particular outcome. And it's very individualized because you'll see some people that do really well with one and somebody else that has the complete opposite effect. So it's a matter of really this N of one trial and error with the different nootropics. But you want to approach it from a standpoint of what's the best kind of systems-based approach for looking at the outcome that I want. So, yeah, you want less brain fatigue. Well, what does that equate to? So that means you want to have higher activation of glutamate in the brain, which is one of the areas that really turns on the brain. But as a consequence of that, you may deplete resources in the brain. So you've got to make sure that you've got all the precursors that are going to support that upregulated function. And you also want to look at things like blood supply to the brain. I mean, there's different nootropics that increase blood supply to the brain. So we look at those and we say, okay, well, if you're going to do this, we need to add these pieces in there. The nice thing about the Qualia product is it's pretty universal across the board, and that's the way they approached it when they did this. I mean, the brain has this amazing drive to stay in a homeostatic state. So it's always driving to balance things out. So I'll see a lot of people that will take, they'll think that they're taking Adderall or something like that for a cognitive enhancer. But what happens with that is when you enhance one area of the brain, you usually will sacrifice function in another area. And so the brain's trying to balance this stuff out all the time. So the idea is you want to support the brain to give it the ability to be plastic, to be flexible and moving around within the realms of what you want to achieve without creating that negative effect, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, what I notice when I take the Qualia product, now the Qualia that I got came in two steps. There was one that you start right away in the morning, and then 30 minutes later, you take a second dose, second type of formula. I'm only 100 pounds, 105 pounds, you know, on another day, but between 100 and 105. And I can only take one pill, I'll tell you. I cannot even take the second batch. So everyone is different.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is different. And that first pill, I can feel, that first capsule, I can feel more focusing, more body energy. You know, so it's not just my brain I get changes in. I can focus better. I become a lot, my brain works faster, so I can get more things done. You mentioned about, you know, metrics, meaning like I can definitely read a lot faster than when, if I don't take it. Reading, I am not a great reader. It takes me forever. I'd rather listen on a show or a podcast rather than read. You know what I mean? But when
right.
I take that, I like to read, and I can read, and I can keep my attention to each paragraph. Now, I really enjoyed my physical strength. I have more physical energy. So the product for me works in both brain and body, and I'd say even it upregulates my temperature. So there's a thermogenic effect that I feel.
Yeah, and we actually saw that in my medical practice. We actually did a little pilot study, and we looked at 32-lead QEEG brain mapping, and we look at psychophysiologic stress profiles, and part of that is measuring skin temperature at the finger during stressors and after stressors are removed. Well, we did this with 9 people, and we had them do all this testing prior to their first dose of Qualia. Then we tested them 4 hours after their first dose, and we tested them 30 days after their first dose. And what we found in this, and again, this is not a, you know, it's not a double-blinded, really, research study. It was a pilot study. But what we found in 8 of the 9 people is we found huge improvements in the brain functions, and what it tended to do was to affect areas that we saw that would be potentially detrimental. I was one of the participants, and I have a lot of frontal alpha activity. And with that, there's a tendency for ADD. I always called myself a high-functioning ADD, but within 4 hours of taking the product, it actually abated. My frontal alpha came down, but my beta stayed up. Now, we have other people who we call beta heads. Those are the high-anxiety, constantly vigilant people that their beta came down and it didn't affect their alpha. So it was interesting to see what we may be seeing is this bringing the brain into a balanced state with the product. And so we're in the process of developing a large double-blinded trial to really get confirmation on what we were seeing in this pilot study. But with that also, and you mentioned the skin temperature, we noticed that skin temperature went up dramatically in the group, and we use skin temperature as a basal measure of sympathetic versus sympathetic tone. And when skin temperature goes up, it's usually an indication of a more balanced state of the fight or flight system. It's in a balance between parasympathetic and sympathetic. And we saw skin temperatures come up across the board in 8 of the 9 participants.
Wow, that's then whatever I'm feeling, other people are feeling it too.
Well, and it's strange because, you know, one of the things we say is don't take the product if you have a sleep problem because of things like caffeine and other stimulants in the product. But 2 of our participants had pretty severe sleep issues. One was a former Navy SEAL, and the other one was a neurofeedback specialist, so she'd tried everything to help her sleep. And within a week of being on the product, they subjectively noted a huge improvement in their sleep quality. That's one of the things we're going to measure in the double-blind study is we're going to do sleep metrics with quantified self devices to see if we're actually seeing this in a double-blinded study to see if there is a positive effect from the product itself.
Right. Well, that's what when Daniel Schmucktenberger and I were talking in detail about my sleep issues and all that I've had, It was from a head injury I had about 7 years ago. Ever since then, I have just not been able to sleep as well as I want. So anything and everything that might affect my sleep, I, you know, stay away from. And caffeine was one of them. And it did help when I stopped, you know, having little chocolate here, a little green tea there. You know what I mean? It made my sleep patterns much healthier. And I got deeper, uninterrupted sleep. And I'm someone that tracks sleep. I use two different devices that are a, you know, biometric sleep devices that I can track, and I can tell when my deep sleep cycle is off and how much I can sleep. You know what I mean? I even know about my heart rate variability from my wearable. It's a wearable, you know, so both of them are wearables. But what I found was that with Aqualia, it did not shift my deep sleep. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it made it worse. You know, and I usually sit around about 12 to 15 to 20% of my of deep sleep cycle every night, and I really do my best. I mean, geez, I have all those rituals and all that, you know, to create so that I can sleep well. But I'm happy to see that it did not affect, the quality didn't affect it. The one of the things that I heard you say earlier is that it would balance out. That nervous system, and I feel like it's basically an adaptogen, an adaptogen meaning it will restore the function if you're on a slower manner, and or it will downregulate when you're too much.
Yeah, it really is a great adaptogen, and you know, a lot of people ask me, well, what exactly is an adaptogen? And traditionally, it would be an herbal that has balanced the stress response in the system. But we can expand that further to say an adaptogen is about bringing everything in the system into homeostasis. And that's what we look at with the Aqualia product. I mean, when we break down the individual ingredients, I mean, there's 42 ingredients in there, and we have ingredients that are classified as adaptogens. We have neurochemicals. We have neuroantioxidants. We have products that increase blood flow to the brain. We have precursors and amino acids that boost the supply. Because, I mean, if you're going to upregulate brain function, it's like you're getting a supercharged car and you don't have any way to deliver the gas at the rate that's required for performance, or that you have a half-empty tank and you're not going to get very far on it. And so you could be running the engine, but you kind of run out of steam. And that is what you want to look for in products, is how they support each other. And you were talking about taking just one of the step one, but I would recommend maybe trying, say, two of step two and see what happens, because step two doesn't have the caffeine in it. And it will help you to obtain a lot of the adaptogens that aren't present in step one.
Gosh, for whatever reason, I mean, when I did step two, and maybe you can share with me why might possibly I felt over charged, and I felt more sense of overwhelm. I just felt that I was just too much, too powered. Now, you mentioned earlier about activating the glutamate, process. I actually have an enzyme called GAD.
GAD one, and, yeah.
Yeah, and that, so whenever I take any forms of glutamine, let's say too much of it, let's say, it will upregulate that, and I cannot convert enough to GABA. So that might have been, I don't know, is there a product, you know, in the step two that has to do with the GAD, blocking of the GAD?
You know, that's a great question, because, we do genetic analysis on all of our clients, and we look at six of the GAD1 variants, and we have to tell people that have certain variants that they need to minimize glutamic acid, MSG, those kind of sources. But what we're looking at here is it mostly affects people in the evening. Now, during the day, you can get a little brain fog if you get too much glutamate versus GABA. But the product actually has some aspects that will stimulate GABA receptors independent of producing the GABA. So, it's a balanced state that we're trying to achieve with the product and taking that into account. Now, not everybody can do their genetics and understand whether they have GAD1 variants or anything like that. And unfortunately, we don't have a good product that we can say, you know, upregulates the expression of GAD1. I mean, when you have a variant, we're kind of stuck with adjusting the lifestyle to accommodate that. But have you tried using smaller doses of the step two and to see if it made a difference?
No, I mean, honestly, after I did one of the first and then two of the, you know, second step. So I did not go to one. And I think that's what I should try then. One and one,
yeah,
rather than one and two.
Right.
So that might.
Yeah, I mean, I have everybody adjust their dose to themselves, to their individual metabolism, because it's not a matter of how big you are. Or, you know, I have 240 pound guys that are taking, you know, two and one. And I have, you know, 105-pound women that are taking the full dose. So it's not a matter of really the size of the person that we're seeing. It's more of really from the individual aspect of their metabolism, of their cytochrome P450 enzymes for breakdown, that kind of stuff, that makes the biggest difference. And we are going to be looking at some genetic variants and neurotransmitters and the GAD1 and things like that to apply after we do this larger study, to see retrospectively if the response was related to specific genotypes or gene polymorphisms.
Mm. You know, you mentioned and you said that there's not you're not sure about what can actually upregulate GAD1. I'll tell you what. Are you familiar with Honokiol?
I am not. That's a new one for me.
Oh, yeah. Honokiol. You know, the doctor who's really well versed in this is Dr. Isaac Elias, with a Z at the end, and he's actually really knows a lot about Honokiol. His product has helped me a great deal of creating more GABA. It converts, it pushes that GAD1, converts the glutamate into GABA, and it helps with your sleep and relaxing in the evening. So you might want to try it.
Oh, absolutely, because I've been looking for something to upregulate expression of GAD1 for a long time.
Yeah, he just talked about it at a conference, a lecture that he had over with our group, the Santa Monica Functional Medicine group, all doctors, about 70 of us showed up, and it was an excellent speaking, meeting. And he was just teaching us about Honokiol, and that's exactly what he talked about, that it it moves that glutamate into GABA and converts it. So it's a really promising formula. It's also a great herb for cancer inside the cell, shutting off the mTOR gene. So it's a really exciting formula.
Well, I'm definitely going to add that to the list of things to try, because that is a frustrating.
Isn't it? Yeah. I actually have that GAD1 gene, and you know, there are times where when I, before trying the Qualia, when I needed a little bit of juice, I would take glutamine because I knew right away that's going to wake up my brain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, what I see a lot of is with people that carry that, they'll think they have non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So they'll take out the gluten and the dairy, and they'll get a little bit better, but they won't get all the way there until they remove the other sources of glutamic acid in their diet, like the non-gluten grains and MSG sources that are hidden in foods. And when they start doing that, they suddenly start to sleep again, and which is the biggest thing I see with the GAD1 variant, is their brains just go 90 miles an hour at bedtime, and they can't get it to settle into an alpha pattern to get to sleep.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, I'm so glad that we're chatting about sleep, because sleep, I mean, to me, sleep is key to everything: mitochondria health, energy, age management, reduction of disease, inflammation, hormone regulation. There's just so much that we've got to really work with when it comes to sleep.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because a lot of people will go after nootropics to boost brain function, but they don't take care of the basic first. And it doesn't do you a whole lot of good if you're sleeping 5-6 hours a night to say, well, I'm going to take this nootropic to boost my brain function. It doesn't work that way. And you have to get the system into balance. I mean, the system is all about homeostasis. And I'm not talking about just the brain. I'm talking about sleep, stress, nutrition, human movement and exercise, the environment that you surround yourself by. All of this needs to be a focus as well in order to get the most optimal response from anything you do to alter cognitive chemistry.
Right, right. Well, gosh, Dr. Stickler, Dr. Dan, where's your office?
We're located in Asheville, North Carolina.
Asheville, North Carolina. Oh, man. How's it been over there? Are you okay?
Well, actually, I'm in Tahoe right now getting ready for the big Spartan Race Championships.
No kidding. Are you doing it?
I am not. I'm on a panel discussing how to optimize the athlete. So I'm not participating.
How fun. That's great. That's great. Next week, is it next week? I'll be at the AAEM conference. Are you going to be there?
I will not be at that one. I will be at the A4M in December, but not the AAEM.
Well, I'll be there too. So if that's the case, you and I have got to meet. I'm definitely going
to
hang up. How
about
you? You know, yeah. Hyla Cass, she's one of my best friends.
Oh, Hyla's awesome.
I love her, and she and I always talk about different things for the brain because, you know, she's totally into that, being an integrative psychiatrist. And she said that she was with you a little while ago, a few weeks ago, and she just really enjoys your company and all the things that you're doing. All great stuff.
Awesome. I like to hear that.
Absolutely. Okay, so neurohacker.com, right? That's the website.
That is it.
Neurohacker.com. Thanks again, Dr. Dan. We had a great time here. Really appreciate it. All right, until next time, go out there and live your best life today. Everyone, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.